Hello everyone, good day to you. I wanted to just take a little bit of time to talk about Cosmic Youth, which is the project that I'm working on right now. I'm going to be recording this fall, and I know with the way that it was released, it kind of blindsided some folks. It was like maybe they didn't expect it, and you know, working generally on several projects at once, which is the way that I tend to do things, it can be, I'm still learning how to smoothly switch and transition. So, you know, of course I'm studying Japanese, obviously still studying different elements of consciousness and doing my best to keep myself in good physical health, etc. But as far as this project, Cosmic Youth, it's interesting. Now I want to just let you know, of course, this podcast is going to be a little bit different because this is going to be more personal. But I think some people might want the information. So, because, of course, we're doing a Kickstarter, and so I'm asking for contributions. And some people may want some more clarity on what exactly it is, etc., before they jump on board. The way it is, basically by contributing, especially just $10, $20, it's you get a copy of the product, which I see as not for me, per se. Like, I'm not interested in any sort of attention. It's more of putting the message of seeking towards truth, seeking towards love, universalized concepts such as those into a format of song. And it's going to be interesting too, because I like to use a different tuning than 440. I don't really like the effect of that standard tuning. I use 432, so it's going to be interesting. And basically what it is I've been a musician for a long time. I've written music for a long time. But it's new in the sense that I've focused more on my songwriting, meaning the voice component of it. Flashback to college, I studied arranging and composition. I study like jazz styles, blues styles, soul, many different divisions of those two, because those are broad umbrellas. And of course I played in a country band, so it's coming from a lot of angles. And when I was over in India last year and up to the beginning of this year, it was really an outlet to kind of channel this feeling that I get consistently, that there's a commonality that we all share that goes beyond the exterior of our culture and the language and the more shallow aspects of our personalities, etc. So really these songs, it's going to be, you know, I don't know the exact number, but somewhere 5 to 10 tracks of songs that kind of address these sort of issues, but still in a format to where people would like to listen to it, like it's, you know, basically staying in that middle ground to where it's very enjoyable, but then it also pushes the boundary a little bit as far as what people are used to, etc. So, yeah, I mean, style-wise, like I said already, it's definitely influenced by all the different divisions of jazz and just that approach to music, where it comes largely from improvisation, and then, you know, things start to click more into place, become more defined, but there's still that element of uncertainty there where, you know, it gets played differently each time. And it's diverse, so I don't need to state all the different influences and put them in a box, different genres, etc. So to a degree, you just have to wait and hear it. But I really felt like I it would be nice to come and give a brief explanation of it. And yeah, I'm trying to think what else people may want to know about it. I got a lot of my classmates, former classmates in Nashville that are going to be playing on it. I'm working in a studio that I'm familiar with, that the engineer that I'm good friends with. So there are certain things about it that are a different approach than obviously someone making a project that's supposed to, catapult you into fame or catapult you into a spotlight or is self-serving in the traditional meaning of that term. And then certain things will overlap. I mean, it's a musical project, so yeah, it does feature a lot of music of my creation, but the other players that are going to be contributing to the album are going to be writing their parts to a degree. I mean, they're bringing their style, they're bringing their creativity. So it's a collaboration. That's why I chose to release it under D-Pend instead of my actual full name. And it's kind of also coming from the place of the fact that, I started writing original music when I was 13, 14, and here I am 25, and yet no serious project has ever been gone through with. And it's kind of like there's no time like the present. So I've had to shift my focus away a little bit from the Japanese studies and from the consciousness studies, etc., to, really bear a lot of my full energy onto this project. And most of the beginning stages are all completed. I mean, the material is composed, etc. It's just that over time, it's like, a fine wine or something. It continues to ferment, it continues to increase in its nuances, etc. So that's going to be going on. And so I'm going to shift from where I am in Dallas to Nashville to do this soon, within, a little over a week. And also going to be briefly going up to North Carolina to connect with a good friend up there. So, there's a lot of fodder for inspiration. And as I said, the whole process, it's really not that much about me as far as an individual. It's more so about what can I do that encapsulates a lot of commonality of feeling in humanity in general, and then put that into a format where a lot of people can benefit from that. So those are my motivations for creating the project. And it's a very unique thing. Those of you who have performed in groups and taken on the role of a musician or a performer know how it's a very unique type of role to take on, but it's a powerful one, and one, of course, that has its drawbacks. I mean, it makes you very psychically available. I'll say that. That means that, it can be fun to kind of lurk more in the shadows and kind of protect yourself, defend yourself from a lot of attention. Because, of course, when people direct attention to you, they can also direct negative attention to you. So, it's a sort of a sacrifice that you make, but one that's, your choice, and it's completely worth it. So, yeah, I think that covers generally what I wanted to explain about it. I've got to give a shout out to my voice teacher, Susan, for supporting me a lot on this project and really encouraging me. I've got to give a shout out to Manny, who created the Kickstarter video. Shout out to my parents and my family and friends who have supported me as I've taken a rather unorthodox path through creating a niche in this society, and continue to do that. So I also want to just clarify that when I'm sharing it and continue to make more information about it, like through these podcasts, it's not necessarily that I'm expecting people to contribute currency, because that's only one form of energy. So more than that, I want people to be involved on an energetic level, just, you know, because there's going to be plenty of stuff that's going to be released also for free. I'm most likely going to be doing a making of kind of loose documentary, so it'll go along with my travels and stuff like that. So yeah, just to clarify, it's, you know, not an expectation of expecting people to give or expecting certain amounts, etc. You know, it's how we function in this society, and I had to come to terms with the fact that as of right now, the situation that I'm in, it's not possible for me to fund something like this on my own. So, you know, then you just gotta drop for pride and then ask and see, like, okay, who is interested in contributing? Because by contributing, you become a very foundational aspect to the project itself. So, yeah, I mean, if anything, I wanna, I guess, apologize for not really timing the release of all this information, but, you know, I set the fundraiser length to basically a month and a half, so it is quite lengthy. So it was hard to actually coordinate everything and plan and drop it all at one time, because the best thing would to have been to have this talk available right from the first day. But, you know, it's only been a couple days so far, so people are starting to find out about it, etc. But there's really not a lot of direct information about it available other than this talk right here. So I should probably end it soon. I want to keep it short because people, you know, people's time is precious. I understand that for sure. So please let me know if you have any other clarifications that you were wanting, or if you want to contribute, meaning that even if you just talk to me about the project that's going to really inspire me, etc. Because, as I've said, it doesn't really have that much to do with me, other than the fact that I'm the one kind of being the nexus, the coordinator, the kind of the central point of it. That might sound strange, but anyway, I'm happy to have anybody's involvement in it, and definitely excited moving forward into the latter part of this year and getting things off the ground. So I want to say thank you very much for listening to this and for being involved in all this, and I hope that this clarified some things. So talk to y'all soon.